And good evening and welcome to Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville. This is the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show presented by Third Generation Construction. It's brought to you by Hoop Tech, home of Shoot 360 Cleveland at 7717 Victory Lane, North Ridgeville, and by Third Generation Construction, the region's leading residential general contracting company. Pleased to be with you. We're going to get right into it. We've got 18 coaches over the next 3 hours in Lorain County. Rob Polinski, Jared Kozar. We'll be joined by Ron Yatz momentarily, and we're going to start off with the Vermilion Sailors and Kurt Habermill. And Kurt, you know, coming off of last year at 5-20 overall in the SBC, again another tough league. Just give us your thoughts on kind of what your expectations are for this year.
We like our group. We got six seniors this year who got a lot of experience last year. Coincide that with going back down to the middle division, which with schools more our size and more of our ability level, and it should be a pretty good benefit for us.
Who are some of the young men on the team that you're counting on?
So our leading returner scorer is A.J. Gerber. He had four games of over 25 last year. Averaged right around 14 points a game. Wyatt German was my starting point guard. He's back. Riley Kearns, I believe, started 12 games last year. So, you know, we got a good amount of kids. Thomas Garay, he led us in our last game of the year. He had 16 points and 6 assists. So we had a lot of guys who got good experience and had some good moments for us.
Kurt, when you talk about that, certainly you like what's coming back and there's some experience for you. How are the numbers overall in the program when you think about it right now, just where we're at in the season, getting ready to tip off? And, you know, you guys have had a football run. That'll come into this interview later on, Rob, and I'll talk about that. But you've had a football run where your team made the postseason. Does that change anything for you guys numbers-wise?
Not necessarily. As far as numbers, we're at 17 for JV varsity and, you know, 10 guys for freshmen. So we got a pretty good 27 is not a bad number for us. Now, we did have a couple guys who we thought were going to come out, but maybe that football gave them a little bit of extra taste and they're kind of using that momentum and getting ready for next season, so they decide not to play basketball. But for the most part, the guys that did come out, you know, we were expecting, and we're looking forward to having them all year.
You know, you talk about your trials and tribulations of the SBC, and, you know, you're moving around. There's some fluctuation there. But maybe for our listeners that don't know about what that league's comprised of, it's 18 teams, three divisions, and just a little reflection on how that works.
Yeah, so they break it up into three divisions, and for the last – I think 5 years or 4 years, we've been in the top division, which consists of some pretty big schools and you know, just a grind. It's a grind no matter where you're at going against those schools between your Tiffin Columbias and your Bellevues and your Perkins and your Sandusky. There's just really not much of a break, even Norwalk, not much of a break the entire time. So it's just, you know, trying to get your kids prepared. But not only is it a mental grind, but it's a terrible physical grind, too. It's a really physical conference. So we're hoping with us going back down a division where we're with, you know, Edison and Huron and Port Clinton and people like that, that it gives us an opportunity to maybe, you know, maybe sustain a little bit more than what we have in the past. You know, last year we lost 8 games by 7 points or less. So we were there. We just didn't necessarily know how to win, and we didn't make great plays down the stretch. So that's a situation where we're hoping the experience that we had from last year propels us this year. And then, again, being with schools with more our size should help.
And Coach, I was wondering, with taking on the Edisons and the Hurons geographically a little bit closer, does it give you a chance to develop some rivalries there? And I know Huron Vermilion has always been a rival when you play them and whatever, but and also I would think for your fans to come out and support you, they've got to like to see some teams that they're familiar with.
Yeah, I think especially it helps with the students. You're not going to get a student section that's going to travel 40 minutes or an hour, right, like we were doing with Tiffin. So having two schools, you know, with, you know, Huron and Edison that are 10 to 15 minutes away, it certainly is a benefit because you're allowed, you know, you're able to get more crowd and you can, like you said, can develop a little bit of a rivalry.
Kurt, if you guys are going to improve this year, what are some things that the Sailors need to improve on?
We got
to
have a couple other guys step up and score besides A.J. Gerber. You know, we got to have some guys who are a little more consistent scoring the basketball. I think defensively we're going to be pretty good. I think we're going to be pretty fast. We're going to be able to get up and down. Like, we haven't been able to do that in a couple of years of playing real fast basketball like we used to all the time. So I think this year we're going to be able to increase the pace and the tempo quite a bit more. And the biggest thing for us is going to be rebounding. You know, I lost a kid named Aiden Markham to at least February to a bad knee injury, and he was pretty much the only size we had. We got a couple kids who are 6'3 or 6'4, but they're about 160 pounds. So you know, in this league, it's you know, where you got to kind of bang a little bit. It's going to be a test, and we're going to try to play fast to help get around that a little bit.
Kurt, what are you in now, maybe 25 years or so?
This is year 25, yeah.
25th year, wow. What keeps you going?
Oh, I love doing it. I've always said, my wife always tells me don't retire. She doesn't want me home that much, but it keeps me going. You know, I actually picked up a third sport this year. They asked me at the last minute to help coach football, and so I said, yeah, what the heck? I haven't done it in 20 years, but I'll do it. So I'm a three-sport guy right now. It keeps me going. It's either that or go home and fall asleep on the couch, so I'd rather be doing coaching than somewhere.
What are you, Jeff Keck?
Right? Yeah, this will be year 24 for baseball, 25 for basketball, and I think this was like 6 for football.
I was going to actually say, that's Coach and I have run into each other on the golf course a couple of times, and I'm like, yeah, we don't want to have any more of that. So I was going to say, so three sports now, you know, you really do have your hands full. But talk about the build process, Kurt, because, you know, you've been to the top, and then you've had some challenges, and now you've got to regroup to get that back. And maybe some of these groups that you're going with haven't seen the success of Vermillion basketball and what it means when you guys are firing on all cylinders.
It's tough. You wait for that one moment where the light kind of clicks on and they say, wow, we really can do this. You know, I've always said my really good teams, it was more about keeping them at that high level mentally and making sure that they didn't get too big-headed. And with a young team like we had last year, it was more about that psychological factor of making them think they could win against a Sandusky or against a Perkins or against a team that everybody perceived to be better than them. And that's more of a battle than keeping your kids who have the big heads, keeping them going, because you got to convince kids that they can win. And then once they get to that step, then you hope they actually see it and then they believe in themselves a little bit more.
How have you looked in the scrimmages so far?
Defensively looked really good. I think, you know, Jason Sokol's back with me this year helping, and he's putting in a new offense. So that's been a little slow getting into because it's just something they got to get used to. But I like the pace we're playing at. I like, you know, how much we're in pretty good shape right now, I believe. We've been pressed in every scrimmage, and I like us defensively a lot.
So as long as you've been doing this, I guess, how do you look at the scrimmages when you've got a young group that you're trying to get to win? Is it important that they win? Are you just worried about getting in what you want to get in? How do you sort of look at that?
I'm more worried about doing things right and doing things the way we ask them to do it. You know, with our defense, it's about trying to get them to play at a fast pace and trying to get them to pressure the basketball a little bit and having the confidence to do that. And offensively, it's just making the right decisions. And, you know, nobody cares about whether or not you want to scrimmage. So
right.
you're more focused on trying to do things right and competing against whoever you're going against.
So coaching the three sports that you do, does that help you convince the kids, hey, if I can do it, you can do it? In other words, getting them to play multiple sports at a school the size of Vermillion, you got to share athletes.
Yeah, I like, for instance, if I wouldn't have coached football this year, I only had two kids that I could have worked with that didn't play a fall sport. So it actually is kind of advantageous to get to be around them and keep, you know, stay in the air a little bit. And they get to see the assistant side of me, which is probably a lot different than the head coach of me. And it's a way to, you know, just keep in touch with them and keep following them.
So if our forecast magazine is correct, you open up the season with Western Reserve and at St. Paul. What are you guys applying for, the Firelands Conference or what?
So it's funny. We're constantly always looking for non-conference games. We even play Allen this year, which we haven't played in a long time. But we open with Western, and our St. Paul game has actually been pushed back to January because they made a pretty good run in the football playoffs. But it's kind of a wide variety for us because we're still playing, even though we're not in their conference anymore, we're still playing the Perkins of the world and the Clydes of the world and Norwalks. And then we like to stay east because I like to be able to see or stay in touch with all my buddies in Lorain County and try to, you know, you never know if that might happen sometimes where you come back. So we're trying to stay in touch and see, you know, make sure we see everybody.
Well, Kurt, we know you've got a banquet to get to. They just brought the pizza in, so if you need a little bite to eat on your way to the banquet. But we want to just wish you the best of luck. 25th year, that's, in all seriousness, that's a heck of an accomplishment in today's day and age to be 25 years the head coach at one school.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I sometimes I feel a little bit, then I'm still going pretty good, so I enjoy it.
That's the key to it. That's Kurt Habermill, the head coach of the Vermillion Sailors. I think he's going to pass the baton over to Alan Januzzi as we'll go right to Coach. Kurt, thanks for coming out. Get some pizza before you head out of here.